Jordan Todman's 27, used primarily on special teams. He had that kick return for a touchdown, the opener against the Packers. And then Robert Turbin is 28, maybe more so than any other Colt, found his role and embraced his role as the short yardage back, the third and one guy that would plunge upfield, get a first down, or across the goal line for a touchdown. Jim, I'll start with you. Your ideas, pros and cons on bringing back Todman and Turbin in the backfield.
Yeah, I think you bring back Turbin. I think you bring back Turbin, and you do not bring back Todman. And I think you bring back Turbin in kind of more of an expanded role. I think he's proved that he can, you know, carry a little bit more of the load, take a little bit more of the load off Frank, and kind of see where that gets you. There was one game in particular. It was the Minnesota game where, I mean, obviously probably his best game of the season, played lights out, but the way he was breaking tackles, got into the end zone, showed his toughness, physically capable to handle more of the load, and not just the goal line, third down load. I think you can spell Frank a little bit and give him some more carries on maybe first and second down. But, yeah, I would definitely bring back Turbin over Todman.
Yeah, I think with Todman, what hurts him is Quan Bray coming back from injury. I mean, he was your starting returner until he got hurt in early October. And Todman should be commended for what he did from a return job, especially in that Green Bay game, of course, having those two big returns, one going for a touchdown. With Turbin, he would be a slam dunk for me to bring back unless the market just got crazy and somebody offered him a starting spot with competition. I think that's the one thing he really wants, is to go potentially somewhere else and become a starter. I don't know if he would be into the whole thing here in Indianapolis to where, okay, Frank Gore is still under contract for another year. You could compete for a starting job in 2018.
Right.
I know that's something that's...
And by then, he's 30.
Right, and I know that's something, Sorge, you and I have talked about late in the season is, you know, what is the future at running back? How early does the future at running back start? Does it start now? Do you run with Frank Gore through 2017, draft a running back in a deep running back class, and sprinkle him in with Robert Turbin this fall? So I think those are all questions that Chris Ballard's going to have to answer. I do think you try to bring back Turbin. I think him and Jack Doyle are, you know, pretty much probably the two biggest locks, I think, in the free agency class that you would really, really like to bring back, especially Doyle. But Turbin and Doyle both just filled their roles so well in 2016.